Brood-X, the celebrity cicadas emerging after 17 years of solitude underground in parts of the United States, have been frolicking in abundance north of Ann Arbor. The excitement around the big bugs has led to all kinds of selfies, conversations, works of art, and food. So what's the best way to cook up a cicada? Ypsilanti resident Anthony Johansson did the research and hosted a cicada barbecue this weekend. Anthony, welcome to Stateside.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Totally. So I think the first question is, why did you want to cook up some cicadas and eat them? You see these creepy bugs out. What made you turn that into a meal?
Well, it sort of comes from an interest in foraging. I'm already out in the woods looking for mushrooms and things. The idea of food that appears for free out of the ground just really interests me. And yeah, I heard there's going to be so many cicadas that it's making the news. I figured this seems like a great time to go and try and eat some.
Yeah, so I'm in Ann Arbor, and I haven't seen a single cicada or heard one yet, but I'm not out in the forest looking for them. Where are you at, and, you know, how are you covered in cicadas? How populous are they where you're at?
So, doing landscaping, I'm around all over Ann Arbor and Ypsilanti, but so far it's been closer to the river, or if you go out to Cherry Hill Nature Preserve, they are thick there.
So once you decided that you were going to turn them into a meal, how did you figure out how you were going to prepare them and cook them up?
So that was sort of a group project, but my wife has gotten a couple of insect cookbooks off of the internet in the last few months, kind of getting ready for this idea of eating bugs. So we got a recipe for pizza out of there, and then somebody came over with a recipe for ice cream. And then other than that, we kind of just copied shrimp recipes because we heard that was the closest analog to something we knew how to cook.
So the ice cream, I mean, do you just dump a bunch of dead bugs into a big vat of vanilla ice cream? How's that work?
No, this was actually all the way homemade. I believe it started with butter and cicadas ground up, turned into a base, and then homemade ice cream made with that.
Whoa.
There were waffle cones with ground up cicadas made specially for it. And then a candied cicada caramel coating.
My man, before I ask you how they taste, did you ever think maybe I'm taking this a little too far?
I mean, the thought crossed our minds, but once we started going, it seemed like there wasn't any going back. We might as well cook everything we could think of because, you know, it's going to be another 17 years, I guess, until we get the chance.
So you said it was a group effort. It was you and your wife. Who else do you have involved? It strikes me that giving kids a chance to eat cicada ice cream would be worth doing it just for that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, my neighbors next door to me where I live at the trailer park came over, and their daughter was there. She's probably the most, I don't want to say that, she eats bugs, like, all the time. So it was fun to get her. She actually, I think, is the only one who ate a whole unprepared, let's say. It was cooked, but it wasn't put into a jalapeno popper or deep fried. It was just a baked cicada, and she was ready to chomp those down.
The pan-seared salt and pepper, nothing else on it approach.
Yeah.
Yikes. So how do they taste?
They kind of blend into most food, but I think the ice cream is where you can kind of get the most of it, and it's sort of nutty is what the consensus was. Baked, they kind of come off like a fried potato.
Really? I would not have guessed you were going to say fried potato.
Yeah, but then there's also the eyes don't change when they cook, so they're always looking at you, and there's the wings. We didn't find a good way to remove the wings, and that's the one downside for me is I got one sort of stuck in my throat, and that ruined the night for me. But
oh man, I got to ask too. Your wife made cicada poppers, like jalapeno poppers. Like you telling me you injected bugs with cream cheese or something?
Well, no, we put cicadas and cream cheese inside of jalapenos.
Okay, that actually texturally, you kind of got something going there.
Yeah, that one worked out pretty well. We had one incident where somebody bit one of those poppers in half and a couple of juicy cicadas came out, and that was fun to look at. There was a lot of gross outs, but, you know, in the end it was okay. I don't think I'm going to make it a a habit, I guess, of eating great big winged bugs.
Fair enough. Anthony, there's also, you know, this phenomenon with the cicadas where they get this fungus on them, or I guess infecting them from their time in the ground, and it makes their butts fall off. I'm not making this up. This is well documented. Was that something you had to deal with and make sure you were staying safe?
Yes, definitely. As we were out harvesting, we came across quite a few of the cicadas with no butts and a funny white bump instead. And looking that up, it turns out it's a pretty aggressive fungus. But from the tiny bit of research we could find, it didn't seem like it was dangerous to people. But we still passed on eating those ones.
So you were sorting them out like the squirrels and Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Good cicada, no butt. Bad cicada, throw it out.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Hilarious. If you had to suggest a drink pairing for the bugs, what would you know, beer, wine, soda pop, what were you drinking?
I mean, to be honest, it was several beers is what got us to the point of eating the cicadas. But once you overcome that initial fear, I'd say it's really up to whatever dish you're preparing, because they seem to go into just about anything.
Sure. Yeah, I'd need a little liquid courage to try it myself, probably.
Just a little bit.
So in 17 years, when Brood X pops through the neighborhood again, you going to be hosting another cicada barbecue?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, Anthony Johansson, thanks, man, for making some time and chatting. And better you than me, I think, my friend.
Well, yeah, it's been fun.